K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. On the weekend edition here, I'm going to try to get at least two out here this weekend for you guys. This is the last guy, Wildcat fans, this is the last weekend in June before heading in to obviously July in the middle of the week. Next week here, next weekend, ladies and gents, is 4th of July weekend. That is crazy already. But here today on this edition of the Triple P here, obviously, it's going to focus towards basketball, taking a left turn from football a little bit. And I know it's a few months down the road, but obviously men's basketball. And from the way that I've ran into this a couple of times already, the SEC Big 12 Challenge. This is from a source that I've read. Well, I don't know the source's name, obviously, but this is from what I've saw on my Twitter feed. Here, as obviously last year, can't even remember who for some reason K-State played. I want to say no. I remember. Excuse me. Woo. Excuse me. Yeah, I remember now. It was Texas A&M, and we lost to A&M at Bramlage here at home, by the way. And now, you know, K-State has a familiar foe to deal with next season, next fall. Obviously, I'm just going to run down this list here. Iowa State will be hosting Missouri. This is, it's not 100% yet, folks, but this is pretty close to what we could be seeing when that time comes around. Obviously, the SEC, the Big 12 Challenge, if you guys are not familiar with that, it's pretty popular for the last several years between these two good Power 5 conferences here. They always get together, obviously, for that, and I believe. Well, I can't remember the actual record from last year either. I don't know that off the top of my head for now. But, hey, the conference to finish this up, Tech will be hosting Mississippi State. TCU will have LSU in the house. Florida will host Oklahoma State. Arkansas, West Virginia has to go on the road to take on Arkansas. OU's got to go to Auburn. Baylor at Alabama. That's going to be an interesting matchup there. Texas, this is going to be two high-powered matchups here. Texas hosting Tennessee, and then KU brings in Kentucky to Allen Fieldhouse. And, of course, if you're wondering who we're going to play, if you've done the math right, K-State will be going on the road to taking Ole Miss. And, of course, Ole Miss, that is a familiar foe to K-State fans, obviously. I actually did, a couple years ago, while going to K-State, did the game, Ole Miss against K-State. This was the Marcus Foster. Excuse me. I take care of that, okay? Meanwhile, ADD issue right there. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Okay, a couple years ago while I was in school, I believe it was either senior year or the year before my senior year, it was Ole Miss coming in. We had Ole Miss at Bramlage. Oh, my goodness. And we had a good old Marshall Henderson over there at Ole Miss. This is when Thomas Gibson, and we had Marcus Foster. I want to say Marcus Foster was still on the team at that time there. And I believe he pulled this game out, if I'm not mistaken. This was one of the good games on the list going back a couple years ago. I want to say 2017, probably, somewhere. Not 17. Had to be 2012. That's a long time ago now, folks. Dang. Man, time flows. But it doesn't seem like a long time ago that Marshall Henderson was at Ole Miss. And obviously, he was the thing. He was a big deal over there at Ole Miss. But we won that game in a thriller late in that. And Marcus Foster, yep, Thomas Gibson, Wesley Wundu, those type of guys over there. So, yep, K-State. But this is going to be the 2021-22 Cats here with Nigel Pack, Davion Bradford in tow going against, I don't even know who's over at Ole Miss now. obviously, but it's still down the pipe, but it looks like that's the matchups for the SEC Big 12 challenge here later on this upcoming basketball season for Bruce Weber's team. And a lot of people think that this team should be improved, obviously, with the transfers and whatnot. You have, obviously, you talked about, me and Alex talked about Mike McGurl coming back. You have four transfers from the transfer portal coming over here to help this team out. So when you look at it, when this roster is finalized, they should be right there in the mix here. So a lot more on that down the road on the edition of the Purple Project podcast. So we will get to that and a lot more, I'm sure, of in the upcoming months. I'm going to leave it right there. Obviously, episode 55 of the Purple Project podcast is now out wherever you listen to podcasts as well. And we have a confirmed, I got an announcement here real fast. I got a special guest. That's right. It is confirmed now. I'm still waiting to hear back from him. Hopefully we can get him on this week. We'll have to push back the receivers and all that for next week, but I'm waiting on him to confirm that he's going to be on Tuesday night. So definitely exciting for the podcast. Obviously, we were supposed to have Keaton on the podcast, but he was on vacation. He was doing stuff for work, but we will have him on at some point. But he will not be the first guest on this podcast. Unfortunately for him. But we will have a big-time guest here on the podcast here, hopefully this week, and we'll get him on here to talk K-State. So I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. Definitely want to throw that out there as a cliffhanger for you guys. So definitely now make you guys tune in to the Purple Project podcast. But for right now, yeah, gotcha. That's it for another edition of True P Daily. If you missed out on the dailies this weekend that I put out, or the new edition of the weekly podcast, please tell your K-State friends, fellow alumni or big fans of K-State, or fans of college athletics, K-State Sports, True P Podcast, wherever you get the podcast, Eddie Greer III, signing out. Another edition of the True P is out. Go, Cats!